Boom. All right, everybody. Welcome to Position of the Month Club live monthly call. Great to have those of you who are already in here jumping in. Hey, let's get acquainted again because it feels like it's been a little bit more than a month just because when we had that last one. So those of you who are on Zoom, don't forget you got the chat feature. We also have the Q&A. So if you just want to put something in the Q&A, then just put it there in the Q&A. For those of you who are jumping on live in Facebook, jump on live. You can ask your questions there in the comments. And we'll kick this thing off. Here's the thing with every call, it's about you guys. In all honesty, this is about you guys and what you're looking for and what you want to become out there. Yeah.
Tony loves this, right? Because yeah. Like I gotta touch him and I gotta like be close. Right? You guys know I gotta hold his hand and I gotta like touch his leg.
That's so. Right. So ask your questions. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go over a few things that we just have going on here at one and Position of the Month Club. But more than anything, it's about you. So if there's questions, we'll answer them. If there's not, then we'll roll. And that's sort of where we're at. So just starting off, it's May. This month's position is the flower position. We've heard from a number of you that at least I want to get our folks. We've heard from a number of you that you're digging this position, so that's great. If you have any positions that you've tried that you would like for us to showcase, by all means, give them to us. Here it is.
I know you've all seen it, but they fit just to the side of us when we're recording. So, you know,
we're always here
hanging out.
But share those positions. If there's something that you like, don't hesitate to email me directly, tony@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. Put a link to it. I can look at it. Lisa and I can test it out, see what we like. So we can give you our write-ups and everything on there for sure. We hope you're enjoying it. The marriage inspiration this month.
Oh my gosh, I totally just drove away. Oh, the progressive dinner. I wasn't expecting him to go there next. Progressive dinner. Now, this came because you guys have probably, if you've listened to the One Extraordinary Marriage show over the last 8.5 years, you've heard us talk about the progressive dinners. And this is one of our favorites. And we wanted to really come up with a way that you guys, no matter where you live, could incorporate it. And so the thing is, when we go out for dinners, when we go out for dates, sometimes, you can get into a rut. Sometimes you, like, I actually went out with a girlfriend a few years ago and she suggested the restaurant. And when we get there, no joke, it was like going to Cheers. Somebody like walked up to the table and they're like, "Hey, it's so great to see you. Are you going to have your usual?" And I thought at first they were just talking about like the usual drink. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. You know, if you have your favorite, you know, red wine or whatever. But within a few minutes, like an appetizer appeared at the table. And then the waitress comes back and is like, "Are you just going to order, I forget, was a salad or sandwich or whatever?" And my girlfriend's like, "Yes." And I was like, "Oh." She's like, "We come here every date night." I thought, "Oh." So that's the idea behind the progressive dinner. Have fun with it. Share with us what you guys, we have a lot of sunlight in the afternoons. All of a sudden I'm like, I'm getting random spots. It's not like I'm glowing on purpose. It's just, afternoon in Southern California, and even with the blinds closed, the sunlight's coming through, so that's why I've got funky dots. But have fun with it. If you've ever done a progressive dinner, then, you know, share maybe in the comments, maybe, you know, if you are watching the replay, share after the video has gone up, share what's worked for you. Share what have been your favorite adventures. I mean, we've done this to the point where, you know, a few years ago on an anniversary, not only was it a progressive dinner, but we took it to the point where we typed in best of. We were in a city that we weren't familiar with, and we typed in best of, and those were the restaurants that we chose. So, like, you know, best hamburger, we went there. Best french fries, we went there. Best ice cream, best sushi, best whatever. And you could just, like, literally, this is a great way to get to know a new city. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to learn your own city, because you may have your favorites, but when you start getting into the best of,
it's good.
Then all of a sudden it takes, and it's fun.
The key for us when we've done progressive dinners, that I will say, the best way to do them is to be in a place where you're walkable. I think that's the best. because then you're not having to think of what's next, but you're just walking from one spot to the next. You can hang out and have that appetizer. You can chill, you can relax, you can walk around, you know, just enjoy the evening. And it's not like you're rushing through your meal, and maybe you have plans to go somewhere and you already have a reservation set and you know you're going to be there next. Or maybe you're just walking around and you find a neat place and you go there. And then lastly is your dessert. I mean, if you want a dessert, you can go to do dessert. You can do dessert at home. You got light coming. Scoot back. There you go. Scoot back. There you go. So that's a cool way to do those progressive dinners, I have found. And definitely when you're on a vacation and you're just relaxing, it just feels good to just be able to walk from one spot to the next. I know we've done ours at Laguna Beach. Mm-hmm. Obviously, downtown San Diego is a prime location for us. Again, walkable. We've done it up in Encinitas. Mm-hmm. Again, another little walkable community here just north of us where we live. So take it. Enjoy it. It really does change things up, because so often we get to those one places and we just sort of plop down. And I'm not saying always, but there are just times we can just plop down and we can just zone out. We end up on our phones, or we're just doing other stuff, or we're just into that routine. But the progressive dinner really pushes you outside of your comfort zone, looking for different places, trying different things, and enjoying that evening together. So, hey, just want to make sure, are you guys up on Facebook seeing us, hearing us? If you are, like it, comment it over there. We see that there are a number of you over there, at least. Thank you. There we go. But it looks like you guys are there. So hopefully if you're not, you can just refresh your screen and that will get you in over there. So definitely want to see and hear your guys' questions. Mm-hmm. Couple other cool things that are we're really working on hard over here is the new position of the month club. You guys all know about this. We've emailed you and we're still working through this, but continue to give us any feedback that you may have. But we've gone from we went from one price to be part of the club to three tiers, and three partner levels. So you'll see those. And that was because of you guys and the feedback you gave us, which was so important. And we want to thank you for that. We have a ton of new partners coming on board, and they're coming on at different levels. So you guys, obviously, who are in here, summit level, and you get this monthly call with us, where the other, the Safari gets it every quarter and the Surf doesn't get it at all. So thank you for that. On top of that, we launched One Extraordinary Marriage Daily Steps.
Mm-hmm. So brand new podcast. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It is a daily show. So Monday mm-hmm. through Friday. And it is an action. It's the action. Mm-hmm. Right? It's a step. It's a step in the direction that you want to take your marriage. It's a step around a topic that maybe you've kind of been avoiding, and you're like, oh, okay, you know what? I just need a quick bite on mm-hmm. this particular topic. And we're upcoming shows are going to deal with, you know, just doing bite-sized chunks of the intimacy lifestyle. We're going to be talking about kids and sex. So if you haven't subscribed to Daily Steps, you're going to want to go to your iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And you're going to want to look up One Extraordinary Marriage Daily Steps. You're going to find it. It's going to look very familiar to you, because it is the feet. We wanted to make it easy, but they're on a blue background. So that's how you'll know. And then just make sure you get subscribed, because like I said, we're releasing a new show every single day. And they're fun. It's a different, we love the weekly show. The weekly show, for any of you that are worried, the weekly show is not going anywhere.
No,
it's not. We love it. It's our baby. It literally keeps us married. Right? Yeah. It keeps us doing what we do. But the weekly show is a fun way to, in bite-sized chunks, right? It's an easy show to forward to your friends and be like, hey, this is only 7 minutes. Take a listen. Or to forward to your spouse and you're like, it's only 7-8 minutes. Take a listen. Because even at 30 minutes, sometimes that's too long for people. So we're really excited about this.
And we're going to run series. Mm-hmm. So if you guys have questions, like right now, we're going to have starting yesterday, we have a 4-part series all on the intimacy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Quick. These are from you guys and others in the one community just asking questions. And so it's something that's quick and you guys can listen to, because we know sometimes you have questions and there can be a lot with the main show. and just diving through each and every one of them. Be aware though, if you listen to something there, we're always going to share where you can find more. So like you guys know, scheduling sex, it's the main one where we really started talking about the intimacy lifestyle. That's episode 140. So at the end of that show that we discussed in Daily Steps, we say, hey, go to onecontrarianmarriage.com/140. Mm-hmm. So Benjamin had something to say about progressive dinners here. So when I proposed to my wife, it was a progressive date and dinner. We did it as a video scavenger hunt, which sounds really cool, and I'd love to hear how you set that up. That led to steps. Each step led to some part of our courtship, including where we met, our first date, our most memorable date, favorite couples dessert, etc. Best part is it gave a great excuse to have a video camera on hand when I proposed without letting her know. It was kind of, that is
spot. Oh my gosh.
Dude, that is killer.
At another point in time, like I want the whole backstory on that because that, like yeah. In the era of wedding proposals, that just sounds
so rad.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, so rad.
Very cool. And look at that. I mean, there were all different kinds. The neat thing about what he did there is incorporating the food and all of the activity too, mm-hmm. so that you've got this, I mean, it could be like a whole day date thing, right? Mm-hmm. Don't just limit yourself to dinner. So that's awesome.
I love that.
Daily Steps, brand new.
Yep.
We are still working on the September event because obviously, as you heard, there's a lot of great places to do progressive dates around San Diego, all up and down the coast. We're trying to get location finalized here shortly so that we can be rolling that out to all of you because as...
Well, put down September 8th on your calendar. That's the key. Put September 8th on your calendar. It's going to be here in San Diego. We'll get everything else. As Summit partners, you guys are VIP. So whatever the pricing is, and we haven't come up with that just yet, but you're going to have those first couple of rows. You're up front. Those will be sectioned off for you guys. So if you want to come in right at the last minute and scoot into your seat, you can. You don't have to save anything. That's part of being a partner in the club here. What are you doing?
I was trying to see a comment. Let me just track my wallet.
That would be okay. There you go.
Okay. That's why I sleep with the tech deck.
Cool. So there we go. Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So what else you got?
I don't know. What else do you guys have? What questions do you guys have? What's been burning on your mind? I know we've seen some who got a promotion. I'm just thinking off the top of my head.
Was it Matthew?
I think so. So I know I saw some cool stuff going on. I just can't remember everything that we see.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
Let me give Naomi's go to that first.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Casey gave a shout out to her husband on that. Awesome. I love seeing that. That is so rad. Happy belated
Mother's Day. We're just going through the feed here to see. I hope you all got to experience sitting on a throne the same way that I did. That was pretty awesome. Thank you also for sharing all of the board games and card games. We're building something out around that. Mm-hmm. So, that's one thing I want to say to each and every one of you. You know, throughout the week, we're inviting you to participate, you know, answer questions, right? And this is Alpha Make Me Look That for this week's show. And your input is so important. It's almost like the hug on the weekly show, right? Because it's an opportunity for you, because you've decided that you want to partner with us at the summit level. It's an opportunity for you to actually really help to shape what happens at one, whether it's a show or an event that we're putting on, or you know, just even ideas that we're tossing around. You all are the people that we come to, right? To say, okay, what about this? Is this happening in your marriage? Is it just us, right? Or you know, when we've got those wins as the one family, we get to share them with all of you. You know, like when a hug comes in and, you know, somebody says, you know, a friend of mine shared this show with me. We know that those of you here at the summit level are the ones that are most likely to share, right? Because you know how much this has made an impact. And you know, especially with the new partner levels, with the surf and the safari, that you can share what we're doing in the Position of the Month Club with your friends. Because honestly, for as little as $2 a month, I mean, seriously, just to even get a new position that you don't have to go hunting for.
Yeah.
Like, like you now, part of the reason we built it out at the different tiers and you know, we're doing the daily steps is because we know that you know people that want to have better marriages. And so how can we...
Again, feedback from you guys.
Yeah. How can we give more tools, not just like, hey, do a coffee break or hey, you know, check out this, but to say, what makes it easy for each one of you to say, hey, just check this out, right? And to be an impact in another couple's marriage. Mm-hmm. And so every time you answer a question that we have on Facebook, anytime that you comment to another Summit Club member and you encourage them, you offer suggestions, just know that we may not be able to comment on everything, but we're watching it all.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that you all have a hand in creating, you know, the smaller Position of the Month Club family within the greater one family. And so just from us to you,
yeah,
thank you
yeah.
for being a part of that.
I dig it. I mean, I think it's, hey, whatever, yeah, wherever you guys want us to go with questions and answers, we're game, in all honesty. You know, that's why we love the Summit partners,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we do get that interaction with you. And so can't encourage you enough to ask questions. If it's something that, you know, you don't feel that you want to put out to everybody, then don't hesitate to reach out to us directly, because then we can have those and have them ready and already set up for the next monthly call. If there's, you know, I know some of you even asked me about business stuff, running One Extraordinary Marriage, running my other business. If those are things that interest you guys and you want to hear about stuff like that, I'm more than happy to share in this community, in this format, because sometimes you get to hear all the stuff and you get to see all the stuff that's happening, and sometimes it can take 5, 10 steps, 20 steps to get there, and sometimes you even take steps backwards, you know.
Just a shout out to Shanna Hartley.
Shanna.
Apparently, Travis shared with us that she would be joining us, but she's in the car with her mom.
Oh, I thought she'd be in the tub.
They're waiting for one of the other kids at horse riding. So apparently, Shanna thought it would be a bit awkward to be listening to us in the car. Why would that be awkward? Come on. Just because our parents never really talked to us about sex. I mean,
yeah, that's,
come on.
No big deal.
One thing I do want to make mention to each and every one of you, you probably got it in the email. You may have seen it in Position of the Month Club in the group, but we're doing an upcoming show on male and female orgasms.
Yeah. I actually put a link to it in your week. Tell me, before Lisa goes there too, because it's there. Tell me what you guys think of the weekly scoop. You know, let us know about that one. That's a new piece that we've added, because we heard from many of you that, hey, you're listening to the show, but you wanted something that would allow you guys to connect over the show with a little more tangible, tangible outcome, but a tangible piece that you could discuss the show together. So let us know what the weekly scoop, if that's working for you. We actually sort of like it, but we also want to make sure that we're not just clogging up your email with something that you're not looking into. I did put the poll that you're going to talk about.
Okay. So we're doing an upcoming show on the differences in male and female orgasms. It's actually kind of piggybacked from the show that we did a few weeks ago on anatomy of an erection, and somehow that got us to talking about orgasms, and orgasms often come up in my coaching sessions. So we started doing some research, and that's where you guys come in, because we'd love to know kind of what the Position of the Month Club family, the couples look like, as opposed to what I'm seeing out there in the general research. So if you guys can take a few minutes here in the next couple of days, it's not long. I promise not to like bore you to tears. It's lots of check boxes and things like that. It's not like you have to write paragraphs on the orgasms in your marriage. So please, it'll take you like 5 minutes. But if both husbands and wives can do that, it will just help tremendously. And again, like in this week's show, it will give us an opportunity to give a shout out to the Position of the Month Club, right? Because again, what you guys share, we still keep it anonymous, but it gives us an opportunity to promote the club. Because we can say, well, the Position of the Month Club members, and you all know, hey, Mm-hmm. That's us. So.
And Kim said it took her 2 minutes to take the survey.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kim. Yeah.
I was being generous on 5, 2. But it's faster than a cookie. Okay? You all can take the survey. It's faster than a cookie.
Yeah.
And it'll just help build out that show that's going to be here in the next couple weeks.
Here's the cool thing, I think. Elise and I pitched a ton with emails on infographics and this, that, and the other. Based towards marriages, most of the time, sometimes not at all. But it's really going to be interesting to get this information and really hone in on the one family and position of the month club partners to go, this is you guys. This isn't some, finding that, happened with this group of people, which is great because it really gives us a foundation and a guideline to go, hey, 78% of couples are living paycheck to paycheck. Those are awesome statistics.
Well, not awesome, but at least they give us a foundation.
That's not a great statistic. No, I'm just saying that it's an awesome statistic in the sense that we love having those because it allows you guys to see where others are at. But what we really we're looking to do is then take that and compare it to the one family. Because if that says 78%, and yet we can come to the one family and go, here's something interesting, though. That was a survey of 300, 400, 500 people. Well, here's a survey of 100 or 150 in the one family, and we're finding that 50% are living paycheck to paycheck. Well, son of a gun, we are doing better as a community. And why is that?
Right.
Is it because you guys are really focusing in on your emotional intimacy and your sexual intimacy, which is having an impact on your financial intimacy because it's so desired,
Right.
It should take the guys even less than 2 minutes.
Yes.
Probably.
Just do it. Just do it.
Oh, and you're crap, brother.
Yeah.
I love you.
That's all right. That's why I was chuckling when you were talking because I looked down and thought, yes, it should take the guys less time.
Yeah. All right. What do you guys got?
Any last questions, comments? Oh. He was touching me. Is that a clue? Is that?
What do we got? Come on.
Language? If not, we'll just sit here and smile.
Lisa and I.
Okay, and Kimberly, I will definitely make sure to mention this or address this when we do the show, but she said it. What I want to know is if there is a gap, are couples still satisfied?
A gap, an orgasm gap?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we low desire folks need more equity? For me, I'm okay with an occasional mind-blowing experience. I don't feel the need for that experience all the time. I like to savor it.
I'm actually not going to answer
because I want y'all to listen to the show when we do it. So thank you, Kim. I appreciate it. We will be adding it.
Yeah, are couples still satisfied? I think that's more from a female perspective. And that's just me personally, because I'm saying, as a guy, I want to ejaculate every single time. I think that, for me personally, I'm just sharing that, and I'll say that on the show too. But I want to ejaculate every single time. I will even say, when Elise and I do 7 days of sex challenges or longer, there are definitely those days where I am just like, it's not happening. Those are the only times that it does.
Those are the only times that he's like, I'm good.
Yeah. And truthfully, in those times, I'm still satisfied that we were able to make love and not ejaculate. But in the intimacy lifestyle, my goal is to ejaculate every single time.
I'm not answering that question because I'm building out the show. So you're all going to have to wait for my findings and for the rest. But I will definitely, I'm going to screenshot it right now so I don't forget. And it will definitely be addressed on the show.
Yep. Another one.
Crickets.
You know the song from Depeche Mode, Enjoy the Silence.
Hi, Tori.
Tori.
She has not been.
Nice.
Who else is on? Carrie's on, Kim's on, Travis is on, Alicia's on.
Got Benjamin over here on Zoom.
Benjamin's over here. So
You guys like Facebook much better than Zoom. It's just cool. I'm glad that they offer us and allow us to live stream to Facebook. I know it makes it easier. So just keep hitting us with your feedback. I'll say just from a business standpoint for you guys to know, there's definitely growing pains. And so when things are not working, let us know and we'll get on it. That's what I can say. we're constantly trying to figure things out here on our side. Me personally, just understanding I'm getting to the point where I can't do everything anymore. And so that's taking some realization that I got to step away from pieces that I've done for a long time and letting others start to handle these pieces. So just understand that. So we're not ignoring you if you send an email or something. Heather, as many of you know, in the summit level, she handles all of those, and she has her own kids and she has her own flexible hours. So she'll always get to you. So don't sweat. If something happens, we're on it, and we make sure that we take care of you guys first and foremost. And so things mess up. Believe me, my heart over here is beating because I do not like seeing things happen like that. And we are going to get better. So,
Like scheduling issues, Travis, you're absolutely right.
Like scheduling. Yeah.
We're still not even sure how the 16th and the 21st ended up on both of our calendars.
Yeah, thank you for paying. Yeah,
I mean, that's one of those things. And my best guess.
I'm sweating right now just thinking of it.
Travis. My best guess, so that you all know, is that we have a son who plays varsity lacrosse, and I think we had originally scheduled for the 21st, thinking that would be after lacrosse season. And then,
but a Monday would never work because I usually have my Bible study.
Right, but we would have, but you've foregone that in the past.
Yeah, I know.
So yes, and I'm not making excuses. It was that was on us. And so,
well, that's just real life, man. That's stuff that goes on, man. And you know, so that's why I say, if you guys want to talk about things of those of that nature, all about it, if you guys. John Gottman, The 7 Principles for Making Marriage Work. Yes, Lisa's grabbing you. This book will blow your mind.
It looks like this.
And it's like, yeah, so it's not super thick, but.
And again, you know, I'm a big believer when you're reading any book, go for the nuggets that you need. Not every book. I get it. All of you that have kids, I know they have to read books cover to cover in school.
You guys don't.
You don't. So, you know, some of the chapters in here, let me just pull this up so you guys can.
Hey, and while Lisa's talking about that, do you guys, are any of you interested in doing a Love Deeper workshop? That's with our Symbis. And then we do a 2-hour actual workshop around Symbis and what it looks like. If that's something you're interested in, you don't need to say it here. If you do, it's cool. If not, you can just hit us up, you know, info. Or put a info@onesharenamarriage.com and let us know if you're interested, because we've done a couple of them, looking to do it again and just trying to gauge some interest on that.
But some of the chapters in here are, you know, turn toward each other instead of away. Mm-hmm. Two kinds of marital conflict. Solve your solvable problems. So again, I mean, if you guys saw any of my books, I mean, it's, but you know, like, I have no problem writing in books and things like that. And I encourage, as long as you're not on Kindle, don't write on your Kindles or your iPads, but dig into these books and just go to where you feel led, because I think a lot of times, you know, we can suggest a book, but sometimes it's because there was one chapter that worked, right? Mm-hmm. Or one chapter that jumped out at us. And so, you know, don't be freaking out when you pick this up and you're like, oh my gosh, it's 260 some pages. What? Like, who's got that kind of type? Some of you do.
Or a lot of you like audiobooks. I think Kimberly loves her audiobooks.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we know you guys like audio because you're listening to us.
Yeah.
So
pick what you want, pick what's good, pick what's not. We're just, with our book club section right now, it's typically books that we're reading, that we've picked up, that we're reading, that's made an impact in some way, shape, or form for us. I'm reading one right now. It's called 5-Day Weekend.
Okay.
I can't even remember the name of these books sometimes. But that's a book where I'm reading through it, and it's really cool because it's all about financial intimacy, and it's even taking it to the next level of not just getting out of debt, but actually prospering and accumulating, and how are you setting up your financial house.
Is that next month's book?
Probably will be. But there are sections of it where they're just talking about idea generation if you're looking to go from the 9-to-5 to entrepreneurship or solopreneurship or whatever it may be. And there's just sections of that where, you know, I'm flipping through because I've been there, and we're past that. Mm-hmm. But there are other sections that are just really in-depth for me in understanding, okay, how are we setting up our financial household or legacy? Mm-hmm. You know, not just so Elisa and I are making money and hoarding it for ourselves. And I don't even think it's a hoarding issue, but it's a, how are we growing so that there's going to be a legacy that's left, and how are we growing so that we can even give more and build more and impact more people? Mm-hmm. So that's what I would say. All right.
Stacy, welcome.
Yeah.
So you just stop by.
Are we good? Any more questions there, you guys?
I feel like we're at a wedding. Speak now or forever hold your peace. At least until next month.
Used to remind us who we were taught a long time ago, and when we were leading small groups, sometimes you would just start talking, and you had to remember, Elisa and I as a facilitator, we talk about some heavy topics, especially when we were talking about sex and everything in the church setting. This is many years ago before we even started the podcast, and we'd have to sit there and just not say anything because people were trying to process what was going on. So
we can't see all of you.
Right.
So we don't know if you're processing or if you just don't have anything to say. And so that's all good. Yeah. We'll be back here next month with only one date on the calendar for this call. I promise you that there's only one date. We will not do this again. But we also, Tony and I have an adventure coming up in June. If we can pull it all together, we're going to do a section of the California Coastal Trail. From Oceanside to
Oceanside
the border.
Pier. Yeah.
Oceanside Pier. So we're going to be coast walking. So, you know, I've been
63 just, miles.
Give or take.
So if anybody wants to come out to California and do a little section with us, come on out. You can hang out with us for 15 miles on the coast.
Yeah, we just have to make sure that we don't schedule our call because I was just thinking, like, oh, that might have actually been.
Yeah.
We'll double check.
We'll make sure. So, all right, you guys, once this is done, you're going to have the live here in Facebook. We'll get everything packaged up, pulled together. It'll be in your membership area, so you'll have the video and the audio for your listening pleasure. And that's good. I don't see anything else. Thank you guys so much for coming, participating. Always good to see you guys and do this. If you have ideas, I'm telling you, like, honestly, you guys, just share them. Let us know. Sometimes it may take us a little longer to implement, or where do we put it? But put it in there. Let us know. I mean, that's how we get to know your heart and what you need and where you want to be going. So that's it. That's it. Love you guys. Have a fantastic week. Subscribe, share, rate, review. Functionary Marriage Daily Steps, and for that matter, the One Extraordinary Marriage Show as well. If you haven't, you know, do both of them. And, you know, bless somebody this week, touch somebody's life this week, and you know, go grab a coffee with your spouse, surprise them with some flowers, text them something new, different, maybe leave a little love note for them, maybe set the bath for them, Travis, you know, whatever it may be, maybe just get them out for a little bit and go for a walk and talk. Guys, maybe it means getting a sitter and just lavishing on your wife this week. Whatever you do, just go do it, and do it cheerfully, and do it with everything you got. Really pour into each other, you guys. This is what it's about. Even when those times aren't exactly what you expected, even when life is hitting you from different angles in different ways, it happened to us in the last couple of weeks, even over this last week. And yesterday, Elisa called me, and I was I was just in between meetings and doing stuff, and she wanted to start talking. I just had to say, hey, babe, I want to hear everything. When's your last call? She told me when her last call was, and I said, perfect. Afterwards, we're going to go just go grab a coffee. We're going to go do our devotional together, and it's just going to be some you and me time. Boom. That was it. And we got out, and we made it happen. Even though it was like 8 o'clock, 8:30 at night, we still just made sure we got out, and we made it happen. So go do that in your special way. In your special way that only your spouse would appreciate. So we love you guys. Take care, and we'll catch you next time.